That's it.
Yeah, I'll see.
Good. Okay, Judy.
Okay, I didn't hear it say anything.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, so we are turning this over to Jane Degenshine of New Jersey. And she's going, this is all for me now. She's going to make me love technology. Take it away, Jane.
All right. Thank you, Judy. This is my hope for all of you, that you're going to love technology a little bit better after having been with us for 5 days than you were before you started. That's my goal. I always say technology is wonderful. And most people say, wonderful, I want to throw my phone out. So I hope if that's you, I want to help you not do that. So it's my goal to make you feel more comfortable and confident on your devices. You're in the technology session for email, email, and more email. I'm Janie Degenshine. I'm the president of both Seniors and Technologies in our state of New Jersey. I happily welcome you to our tech sessions. In the next 5 days, it's our hope that you will listen with understanding ears, a calm spirit, and an open heart. If you can do that, you'll probably learn a few things. It's our goal to introduce you to some ways of thinking about your eye devices differently. I encourage you to sit back, listen, and hopefully learn. We will have a question and answer session after this discussion / demo section. And that'll be at the end of Lori's presentation. Our presenter is my friend and member of NFB NJ Tech Division, Lori Falk. She's going to share her knowledge about iPhone and email specifically. She's very talented. She knows her stuff. She's very approachable. And so without any further ado, since we were talking about game shows and shows, here's Lori.
Thank you, Janie.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to share some information with you. I hope that everyone gets something out of this. Jane also has an email write-up regarding the details of this. So if you haven't caught some of it, because I have been accused of going faster. So we're going to take a whirlwind tour real quick and hopefully fill in some of the blanks for you and answer some of your questions. I'm going to open up my iPhone. And I just want Jane to tell me if it's loud enough.
Safari, mail, one unread email.
Can you hear?
Sounds loud enough.
Okay, great. So when you open up your mail app, the first thing is it usually opens to your default, well, your inbox, and lands on your most recent item at the top, depending on how you have your mailbox set up and sorted. We're going to cover from the top to the bottom, but we're going to depart over to the mailboxes, to the little bit more intermediate advanced, because a lot of people usually have more questions there. In your upper left-hand corner is your mailbox back button. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to go there after we take a quick tour forward first.
Edit button.
There's an edit button.
All inboxes, heading.
Then it says all inboxes. So it opened up, I have multiple accounts, so it merges them all into one inbox. So that's a nice feature for Apple in this mail app. So you don't have to keep switching between different accounts all the time if you just want to get in and see all of your inboxes merged together.
Search field.
Then there's a search field.
Double tap to edit.
If you wanted to search for something in your inbox.
Dictate button.
Then there's a dictate button.
Double tap to start
That dictation has to do with dictating into that search edit field. So you could physically type there, or you could use that dictation button, or we can always use our magic tap feature, which is the two-finger double tap, dictate what it is you're searching for, and two-finger double tap to stop, and then conduct your search.
Unread, Tim, re, win access,
this
Windows 365.
Oops. Okay, so that we've now reached our first unread message in this inbox. So I'm going to go back to the top, and I'm just
going to
touch. It says mailboxes back button. So I'm going to double tap
mailboxes.
There.
Edit button.
So now it says edit button. So let's explore this screen. So we're going to go forward.
Mailboxes heading.
So it says mailboxes heading. So you always want to explore a little bit to your right or to your left. Sometimes you always want to hear what that heading is. That gives you a clue as to where you really are. Apple calls things mailboxes. Another analogy is a folder. So if we think of mail accounts like Gmail, Optimum, iCloud, those are all mail providers or mail service providers that you can get an email account from. And then Apple calls them mailboxes, but there's an inbox, a sent box, a draft box. Those could be all considered also subfolders, but they like the word mailboxes. So when you're here on this screen, you're viewing the contents of your device, of how your mailboxes and mail accounts are all set up and what you can do to customize them.
All inboxes, 4 unread messages.
So it first tells me all inboxes, 4 unread messages. So if I double tap on that, that's going to take me to that all inboxes.
Opt online, 4 unread messages.
Now, it just so happens that my Optimum online account is the account that has the 4 unread messages.
iCloud.
iCloud. It doesn't say anything, so I don't have anything there.
Gmail.
Gmail. Same thing. I don't have anything there. So this first section is a representation that your display, when you go into this, could look totally different. Because if you only have one account, you're not going to hear all of these. It's just going to say inbox. You're not going to have all inboxes. You're not going to have these individual account inboxes. This next section comes up with smart, what they call smart mailboxes. Another analogy is a virtual mailbox or a filter. So it's a way of seeing and taking a slice or a filter against your mailbox or mailboxes in order to only bring up certain information.
VIP.
So VIP. VIP is very important persons. So if you tag in contacts that someone is a very important person and they send you an email, it's going to end up in your inbox. But if you tap this every day, maybe you only want to see very quickly from your mother, brother, sister, coworker. It's going, if you have 200 emails a day, well, you can double tap that and it's going to slice it down to only those unread ones that are coming in from your very important contacts. And there's two ways to do that. As I said, in contacts, you can tag somebody, your favorites, but also in this particular VIP mailbox itself,
more info.
It says more info. And when you go in there, you could designate someone as a very important person and not have tagged them as an overall favorite so that they're not in your favorites for everything, but just for an email when it comes in and it can notify you as well. So you can work with the VIP mailbox and also notifications for VIP.
Flagged.
Flagged is, again, another Apple-delivered smart mailbox, virtual mailbox, that if you actually tag or flag specific emails, then that's where you can, again, you can just pull up that box and those will stay there filtered.
All sent.
Now I have all sent. Again, you may or may not see this when you go into your device and go into your mailboxes and your edit screen and start picking ones that you want to be available to you. This is a nice one for me.
All sent.
Because I can go in there and then I can start deleting and cleaning up things that I've sent. And that is across Gmail, iCloud, and Optimum. Again, same feature that Apple gives you to merge across those email accounts. So
all trash.
Now all trash. This is, again, another great one because I can go in there and we are. We're going to take a quick peek in there because it's a good one.
Selected Bill White, Bill Powers, Brad
so
Snyder.
There's,
Bill White, Bill
oops,
Powers.
Sorry. There's a whole bunch in here right now. So let's go.
Mail 3:10 p.m. Stat all trash. Edit button. Mailbox. Mailboxes.
Okay.
Back button.
So I have the mailboxes back button.
Edit button.
I have the edit button.
All trash. Heading.
All trash.
Search. Search field.
Search.
Dictate button.
Okay.
Double tap to start dictation.
Then there's the whole list of things. So I still have the ability, even if I put it in the trash, I could get it out. Okay, because I haven't emptied the trash. But now I'm going to go down to the
vertical scroll bar. Whoops. Compose button.
Not the compose.
Double tap mailboxes. Sorry. Back button. Mailboxes. Edit button.
I'm going to go to the edit
cancel
button.
Cancel button. Search. Did all track. Cancel button. Select all button.
Once I go into that edit button, there becomes a button in the upper left hand corner that says select all. So this came out, I think, in iOS 13, maybe a year or two ago, where you could just hit the edit button. Hit the select all button.
Deselect all.
And then it changes to a deselect all. But then down at the bottom right hand corner, button. Now there's a delete. So if I double tap that,
delete all button.
So then it comes up with a pop-up message, delete all.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Whoops.
Delete all.
Button. Delete all button. And I double tap that.
Toolbar.
And poof, everything's gone out of my trash. So that's a quick way to clean up everything that you don't have to sit there and do them one by one. You don't have to sit there and do edit and tag and select each one by tapping it and hearing the select and then trashing it. You also have to kind of check with your provider and know maybe they have an automated schedule that once you move it to the trash folder, it just automatically gets emptied every 7 days. I'm just a neat freak. So it's also helpful when you're going to do an update, which iOS 15 is coming out today. If you need some space on your device, you want to clean up your scent box of things you've sent out to people and you really don't need that extra copy. And then you want to go to your trash and just get rid of everything that you've placed in the trash from the scent and also from your inboxes and get rid of it.
All trash. Heading.
Okay, so we're going to go back.
Mailboxes. Back button. Mailboxes.
Okay.
All trash.
So we were on the all trash. So I give you a quick tour of that.
iCloud button.
Then in this
don't
next,
to expand.
Oops, sorry. And then in this next section, it gives you the three accounts that I have. But what you have to listen for.
iCloud button collapsed.
It said
double
iCloud button.
Actions available.
iCloud button collapsed. Double tap to expand it. So I have three accounts. So there's iCloud. I'm going to pass by that one.
Gmail button.
There's
collapsed.
Gmail. Same
double
thing.
To expand.
It's collapsed.
Popped online. Four unread messages button. Expanded.
Now here's
double
my
to collapse. Actions available.
Now here's my OptOnline account. It has four messages in the inbox, but it also said it's expanded. So I can still continue to flip to the right.
Inbox. Four unread messages.
Inbox. And I can double tap that and it's going to take me to the inbox. Also above when we started this screen, there was the opt inbox at the top individually.
Drafts.
Now here's the draft folder underneath.
Sent.
Here's the sent underneath.
Junk.
Here's the junk.
Trash.
Here's the trash individually for optin.
Deleted messages.
Deleted.
Jaws.
Jaws. I created a custom folder called Jaws.
Personal.
Personal.
Sent messages.
Sent messages is a default that comes with the account.
Blanche.
And then VLANJ. So you can, depending on your email provider, such as iCloud, Gmail. Mine is Optimum. I've had it since 1996. So that, of course, happens to be the one I use the most. You can create custom folders. That's a very powerful thing to be able to do that. You get tons of email. You don't want to keep having hundreds in your inbox and having to flick through or constantly search for things. Maybe you want to get organized so you can create custom mailboxes. So we've taken a quick
toolbar,
tour.
Compose button.
And now it goes
double
to
tap and hold to bring up updated at 3:03 p.m.
There was a compose telling me when it's updated.
Update at 3:03.
And that's it. You go, well, Lori, how do you create a new mailbox then? Well, when we were just viewing and navigating through this mailbox's screen, there was an edit button up at the top.
iCloud button, all trash, all sent, flagged.
Oops.
Popped online, for all inboxes, for up
oh,
edit button.
There's that edit button. It's up at the top. Now, if we hit that edit button.
Done.
Now we have invoked that we want to do things with that mailbox's screen. Maybe we want to reorder these sections. Maybe we want to pick some new smart virtual mailboxes to be added to that mailbox screen. Maybe we want to create a new custom folder to one of these accounts. So Now you'll see that the screen sounds a little different. It has the basic same things, but it sounds
mailboxes,
different.
Mailboxes, done button.
There's a done button to get out of edit mode.
Selected, all inboxes, 4 unread messages.
It says selected. You didn't hear that before. So that means that I have that selected so that it does display on the mailboxes screen.
Reorder all inboxes, 4 unread messages button.
There's a reorder button. So you can reorder and drag. So now you can customize that whole mailbox screen that I described as in 3 sections, because the top section was my individual inbox, my individual email provider inboxes. Then the middle section to me was those smart virtual filtered mailboxes. Then the bottom was those email accounts again.
Now, plus one, reorder all inboxes.
That were either collapsed or expanded. So that now lets you reorder these. So you could put them in the order in which you like to, when you come to your mailboxes screen, maybe you do pick the sent or all inboxes, sent and trash. Maybe those 3 mailboxes you want at the top because those are the ones that you most frequently go to. I keep them in this order because it makes logical sense to me as far as sections. So we
selected,
keep going.
Selected iCloud. Reorder iCloud. Selected.
Let's keep
Gmail.
Going.
Reorder Gmail. Selected VIP.
Here's the
reorder VIP.
VIP.
Selected flag. Reorder flag. Unread. No unread messages.
Here's a virtual smart mailbox that says unread. I don't have, you didn't hear it selected. And you didn't hear it when we went through the mailbox screen. So that's one that you could choose if that was something that you liked to use.
Reorder unread. Tour CC.
Tour CC.
Reorder. Attachments.
If you get a lot of things and, you know, it's quick to just have this virtual mailbox pull up just all the mail that contains attachments.
Reorder attachment. Thread notifications.
Thread notifications. Today is a good one. Some people like that one because, again, it just filters against all of your the inbox information and just gives you the ones that are dated today. Another way to slice the pie up and look at it. Now,
reorder today.
Let's keep muted going drafts. Real quick.
Reorder muted all drafts. Reorder all selected. All set. Okay. Reorder selected. All trash.
Okay.
Reorder all archive.
I think we should be getting
add mailbox.
There.
Add mailbox.
Here's something that says add mailbox. Okay. That's not the one you want. That is not creating a new custom mailbox or folder to an existing account. That says add mailbox. That you go into and then from your mail providers, you pick from Optimum Gmail or whatever, and you can pick from those like say draft folder or sent folder or something. And you want to add that to the mailboxes screen. So that gives you that ability. That's what that one
iCloud
does. So here's my iCloud collapse. You could reorder this third section that I had talked about.
Trash,
and then all the way down at the bottom.
Lange, toolbar, new mailbox button.
Toolbar says new mail.
New mailbox button.
New mailbox. It's in the lower right hand corner. And that's the button that you want when you want to create a custom new mailbox that you're going to use to move things into and get organized. When you double tap that, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to describe it real quick. It opens up and it asks you for a name. So you give your new mailbox, okay, test. And then it's going to ask you, there's another button below that as far as location. So then you're gonna pick where that's gonna go and what account it's gonna belong to. So you're gonna put it in that order. And then that's how you create a new mailbox. And then it's gonna show up under that email provider, let's say iCloud, and in whatever order you put it in. So it's definitely going to be in that third section where you can expand and see all the folders or mailboxes that are under that account. And then again, on this edit mailboxes screen, you could end up adding that mailbox in that add mailbox section in the middle and pick it, and then it'll put it onto your mailboxes screen. That's the whirlwind tour first of mailboxes and the concepts of the accounts and the mailboxes and what you can do with those mailboxes. So that's the intermediate advanced section. So we're going to get out of this.
Mailboxes done.
I'm going to say done. We're going to get out of the edit.
I click all trash.
Let's go to
all trash. All sent. Flagged. More info. VIP. Gmail. iCloud. Opt online. Four unread
Let's
messages.
Let's go to opt online. Mail,
unread. Tim. Read. Wait.
There's four unread messages here, but we're going to start from the top.
Opt online. Back button.
If you do have multiple accounts for your mail, you can always tell by that upper left-hand corner, it said Optum back button. So that tells you where you are, which account you're in. And if you hit the back button, you're always going to go back up to that higher level of that mailboxes screen in order to pick yet either another account or another mailbox to switch to. Also your title. So there's that edit button. This edit button is dealing specifically only with this mailbox now, this inbox for Optum.
Inbox heading.
There it says inbox heading. So now you know where you are.
Search, search field.
There's that search field we quickly talked about. Dictate and the dictate button.
Unread. Tim, read. Win access.
Windows. This one happens to be unread. I can keep flicking through this.
Unread. See.
Here's another one unread. If I don't want that, what do I do? Well, by default, if I double tap it, it's going to open it up and activate it. But we have our actions menu, where you flick straight up and down with one finger. So if I flick up.
Delete thread, two messages.
It says delete thread, two messages. Oh, I picked a good one.
More.
Then there's more.
Expand thread.
Expand the thread.
Flag.
Flag it. That's where we talked about if you wanted to tag or flag it, it's also going to show up in that virtual smart mailbox as well as your inbox.
Mark as read.
You can mark it as read.
Activate default.
You can activate it.
Unread.
I'm going to move to another one.
Win access replied. Jane teacher
Here's
Shine.
Jane.
Senior 245.
Okay. She's been seeing me at 245. So I'm going to open that one up.
Swipe up or down to see ya 21 TO front replied. Next message. Oh, previous inbox, okay. inbox. Four unread messages. Back.
So there's that back button telling me four unread messages in the upper left hand corner.
Previous message button.
Previous message. If I wanted to navigate within the inbox using these little buttons, I can go previous and next.
Next message button replied.
Here's, actions available. It's letting me know that I replied to her.
Jane Teach and Shine, T.O. Colin Lori.
The from and
actions
the two.
1:36 p.m.
The time.
See ya, two, four, see,
woo-hoo. The message body.
Action. Keep smiling. Jane Teach, happiness is a
facilitator,
state affiliate,
presence of down at the bottom.
Presence of the technology to join the HTTP.
Okay.
HTTP.
I guess I could have just touched in the left hand. Okay, the left hand. Yep. Left hand toolbar at the bottom is the delete.
Move button.
There's a move button. So you can now learn how to move things and get organized and move it into one of your newly created folder mailboxes.
More actions. Button.
There's more actions.
Compose.
And button. Then there's compose.
Double
so
tap and hold to bring.
If I happen to, you know, she sent me an email and went, oh, you know what? I need to dash off a new email to somebody. So I could just hit that compose button. Backing up.
More actions.
Button. More actions is where we go in here quite often.
More action. Jane Teach and Shine, close button.
There's a close button. A dialogue pop-up box comes up. So close is your first option to close these options. But flicking forward to the right.
Reply.
Reply. So if you want to reply directly to the person who sent you it, you do it. You hit the reply button.
Reply all.
Reply all is going to reply to everyone who was included on this email. So if it was addressed to multiple people, so we do have to be very aware of email etiquette. If someone sends you an email and there's 50 people on the CC list and you really just need to reply to that one person, please just use the reply button, not reply all, because that junks up everybody's inbox.
Forward.
There's the forward button. If you want to forward that exact same email that she sent to me and I don't have to cut, copy, and paste or anything, I just use the forward button because then it automatically brings up a new email. It already places me in the to field. I just have to type and pick who I want to send it to. It automatically addresses it that it's from me and the subject, and the whole contents of the body is all still there. So I can just forward it right on to somebody. Or once it is up and the forward is there, I could also add to that if I wanted to add a note to it.
Trash.
I could trash this here. There's multiple ways to trash items.
Flag.
Flag, I could mark again as a flag.
Mark as unread.
Mark it as unread.
Move message, ellipsis.
Move message, here we are again. I could pick the move from here, or I could have picked the move button at the bottom. I could have picked the move from the actions menu when I was on the list of the mailboxes. So there's
move to VLANJ.
Okay, move to VLANJ. That's nice.
Archive message.
Archive the message. Move to jump.
Mute.
That's if you have a message thread back and forth and all kinds of notifications are coming in. Maybe you want to mute that thread.
Notify me.
Notify me when somebody does something with it. Print. If you have a wireless air print printer capable, I can just tap this and send it off to my printer if I need a hard copy.
Print.
Okay, we're going to get out of this.
Move, mark, flag, trash, forward, reply all, reply, close button.
I'm going to close that.
Inbox, 400 messages.
Go back
inbox.
To the inbox.
Replied. James.
So we were in the inbox in these list of messages. So I was flicking from left to right, just going through them.
Unread,
so here, here's another one. Coolings, unread. Okay, also, I have all these iPhone Life, iBug, David Goldfield. I have all this kind of stuff in here. If I wanted to skip down to the bottom, in the bottom left-hand corner,
toolbar, toggle filtering button.
There's a toggle toolbar filter button. Okay, by default, if you tap this filter button, it will toggle between all of your messages in your inbox and just the unread messages in your inbox. So I'm going to do that.
Toggle filtering.
So now I only
unread,
will be display.
Unread. Boot toolbar.
Selected. Now I've only got the four unread. So my inbox is certainly a whole lot shorter right now. The other thing
selected,
with this filter.
Toggle filtering button.
When you tap it.
Filtered by unread button.
You don't realize that initially it just says filter by. And if I had flicked right past it, not double tapped it, I would have went on to where it just says how many messages and when it was last updated. But since I did tap it, now this new button appears.
Select filtered by unread button.
Filtered by unread. So if you double tap that, you can actually go in there and play around with the custom filters. So you can change it a bit and tweak it to what you might like instead of just unread against that filter.
Compose button.
And there's the compose button. So let me
filter,
get back out of my filter.
$10 Creo toolbar selected. Toggle
okay,
filtering.
So I turned off that toggle.
Toggle filtering update at 3:20 p.m. for unread.
And I flick to the right, and it just says now that there's four unread and when it was last updated.
Compose
button. And of course, to the right,
tap and hold to bring up drafts.
Lower right hand corner is the compose button. And it said double tap to bring up drafts, double tap and hold. So that's another way to quickly get to your drafts folder instead of having to get to the mailboxes, back button, and find the draft folder under the account.
Compose button.
Let's see. What could I'm sure I missed many things. There's so much that you can do in mail. How am I doing on time, Janie?
Unread, Tim replied.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, you're doing fine. I was muted like everybody else because I wanted it to be clear as a bell. It's 3:30.
Okay.
I think we can, you know, we can open it up to questions now, or you can do another 10 minutes if you'd like, whatever you'd like.
Maybe it would be best to take some questions because...
Good.
That usually helps people absorb some
and you
of
can
them.
Demonstrate something if they have a question about
right.
it. Okay, great. So please raise your hand and Ellen will give you a signal to unmute yourself and you
okay.
can state your name and what you want.
Nancy Yeager has a question.
Shine.
Nancy, you're up.
I've asked you to unmute. Nancy. Star 6 or
swipe to
Alt A.
Can you do, is there another person? And maybe she can get herself organized and we can do another person here.
I'm only seeing one hand.
Okay, very good.
I either went too fast or everybody's still overwhelmed.
I just like the fact that on the recording, you did not delete Jane Didengene. That's good.
No. Of course not.
There you go. Well, if Nancy can't do this, how about if you do a compose for those people that never learned how to write it? Oh, there's another
we have
person.
Dolores Wright.
Okay, Dolores. Maybe you can compose an email for us after.
Sure. People
that are just starting out.
Yeah.
Dolores, you just muted yourself. Star 6 to unmute.
Yeah, the particular lesson is intermediate and assumes that you do know how to read and delete your email.
Okay, right. Post. Dolores is unmuted.
Okay. Laura, my question is, you didn't touch on it yet. After I read my email, I want to come back at a later date. I cannot find them.
If you haven't taken any action against the email, it's still sitting in your inbox. And down at the bottom where it tells you how many are in the box, no, I think it says unread, you would find that if you keep flicking through your email, but you could use the search feature doors. I just described it. I didn't say specifically, I didn't demonstrate it. But if you,
okay. In
the top part, right up at the top, past the heading was the search field. And you could double tap in there. You could dictate mm-hmm. what you're searching for. And it is going to bring up all of the mail that meets that criteria.
Okay. Even though I read it, but I just didn't, I just go to the next. But like a week or two later, I want to go back and find that piece of email for something. That's what I'm saying. So just go do search, she said.
Yes. If you haven't done anything with that, just you've only read it, you haven't marked deletion, you haven't moved it, it's still sitting in your inbox.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very good. Anybody else?
There's no other hand up right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna pretend I'm a beginner. And Lori, I don't even know how to compose an email. Can you tell me how I could do it via Siri and also via the email app itself?
Sure.
33, try again.
Button.
Okay. Passcode field, 014 values, enter, cancel, button, cancel.
Let's get this
button.
Open again.
Replied.
If I was doing it manually, which you have more control, within the app.
Toolbar, compose, button.
As soon as you open the app, it usually brings you to your inbox and lands you on your first email. But down at the bottom right-hand corner is the compose button.
Compose, button.
So you would double tap that.
Is editing, insertion point at start.
The two field, the two field comes up. And you cannot dictate in the two fields, okay? Because then it doesn't invoke the matching, the automatic matching to search your contacts. So let's say if I want to send it to Jane, I'm going to start to look for the J.
V, F, G, H, J, J,
J,
Shift, S,
A,
B, N, M, N,
N,
N, E, Echo, E.
Now I'm going to touch back into that two field.
Two text field is editing. Jane, add contact button.
There's an add contact button. And if you did not want to type and do a matching search, you could use the add contact button. And that's going to take you to your list of contacts. And then you could search through that way and double tap and pick a person and a person's email. And it'll bring it into the two field. But I want to show the matching.
Results, Jane Teach and Shine, JDEGEN16 at Comcast.net, home button.
So it said, when I flicked to the right, it said results, and it gave me, that's the exact one that I want, but let me go forward and see what else is there.
Jane Kemp, LadyBat57 at cloud.com.
Okay, that's somebody else. Okay, there's, and then I got three people, but then as I flicked to the right, I heard Q. So now that means I'm back on the virtual keyboard. So let's go backwards.
Results. Jane Kemp, Lady Beck, Jane Teagent, add contact.
Oops,
results.
Jane. Jane, okay, I'm going to double tap and pick Jane. Jane. So now it put her into the two field, and the from subject field was me. Field. And now double the subject field. So I can double tap to get into my subject field. And now, again, I could type or I could dictates, and I'm going to use the two-finger double tap. Testing.
Inserted testing.
Okay. Now I heard message body.
That's misspelled words.
It says double tap to edit, so I have to get back into edit mode again.
Insertion point at start. Message body.
Me where I am.
Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Hi, Janie, comma, new line, new line. This is a test email, period, new line, thanks, comma, new line, Lord.
Lord inserted. Hi, Janie. This is a test email. Thanks, Lori.
So it got most of it right, and that was dictation. So that wasn't Siri, but I used the dictation feature instead of virtually typing with the keyboard. So I'm a big dictator. So I actually heard it that it did say Jenny instead of Janie. Okay. So dictation does the best it can at filling in what it thinks you said. And sometimes you have to, you know, go back and edit. So you have to use your navigation skills. You would use a single finger double tap.
Insertion point at start.
To get to the top. So now I'm at the start. I'm going to use my rotor.
Handwriting. Words.
Words.
Hi.
Hi.
Jenny, comma.
Oh, it's a Jenny. Well, Jenny, comma. I want to go back to characters now.
Characters. Cap J.
Cap J.
E.
E. Echo. Well, I don't want that E, so I'm going to delete it.
Cap L. Cap P. Cap Oops. L. Delete. E.
And I'm going to put an A.
A. L. A. N.
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 Oh, I don't want November. Two N's.
Delete. N. Y. Comma.
Oh, there's a Y. Comma. I don't want that Y.
Delete. Y. Jamie. Prediction. Y. Yankee, U,
I,
J, I, original, E,
E,
E.
Okay, so now if I go back to words.
Words, Janie,
so
Janie, comma.
Janie, comma. So we're good to go. So I can always, you should always review your work before sending it out, make any corrections. So if I flip to the right now.
Romeo, E,
oops.
Act subject, testing, message body.
I can listen to this again.
Hi, Janie, this is a test email. Thanks, Lori. Word mode, insertion point between Jamie and this at the...
Okay, now I just have to find that send button, which is send up at the top.
Minimize draft, up online, back button.
And it sent it out. Now, she asked also about Siri. So I could say, summon Siri, and let's see if it's going to do it. Send email to Jane Degenshine.
What's the subject of your email?
Testing today.
What would you like your email to say?
Hi, Jane, comma, thank you for taking all these test emails.
Okay, here's your email message to Jane Degenshine. It says, hi, Jane, thank you for taking all these test emails. Are you ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it.
And off it went. So you can use Siri for quick types of email, texting, phone calls, all kinds of commands and things. I used it a little bit in the beginning like that, but it's only really good for kind of short things. If you're going to really send a lengthy email, you're probably going to want to open up the app, use the compose button, and have more control. As you saw that I got Janie wrong, it got Jenny instead, and I had to fix that before I sent it out. So dictation is great, but you know, if you have multiple paragraphs and sentences, you have a bit more control over what you're sending out.
Great. I also like the fact that you demonstrated, you know, comma, new line, you know, those kinds of things, new paragraph, whatever it might be, because otherwise it comes out all jumbled. And it's much easier to do it with, you know, including all of the commas and periods and exclamation points and things like that. Thank you. Are there any other hands raised?
There are no other hands raised.
Okay. So let's see. What else can you conquer at this point? We have about 15 more minutes. So,
This is Ursula. Can I ask a question? I got deleted and I came back on. And
of course.
Anyway, I got thrown off trying to raise my hand and I totally lost you. So I just have a question, Lori, about when you delete in an email, like, are you deleting only that one email? Because when you were on something before, it mentioned, you know how in text messaging, it deletes the whole thing?
Yes. Great question, Ursula. Thank you. Good lead in. That's why it's good to have people ask questions, because I know I'm going to miss things. When we...
Unread, Tim, read,
here's
Windows
365 Tim
accessibility for screen readers, free, 4 p.m. TOUs, Microsoft Windows 365.
Does he have...
Unread, Aaron Grimes, I'll dictate button.
Let's double tap to start search field, dictate, unread,
Aaron Grimes, unread, dictate, search inbox, search, dictate, unread, Tim, read. Win access, Windows 365 accessibility with screen readers, 3.04 p.m. TOUs, Microsoft Windows 365. You need the internet with a solid. Actions available.
Actions available. I had one here. Let's see.
Delete.
If you just flick up and you do delete, okay, it's going to delete just that message and put it into the trash. But if I open that, I activate it. And I open it.
Microsoft Windows 360.
Okay. And I go down. There's that button down at the bottom. There's a delete. It's going to send that message to the delete to the trash. And when we teach the class, we also tell the students initially when you first get started, if you're not comfortable and you open the email because, of course, you want to read it and you find that delete button down at the bottom, you hit the double tap the delete. Don't get delete happy because you think, oh, I'm still on the delete button. I'm going to double tap. It didn't delete it. I'm going to double tap and delete it. It didn't delete it. You're actually, it doesn't give you an audio cue that it actually deleted it and that it opened the next message in the list. And you're No. And you're then deleting this next message that you opened in the list. And then you're deleting the next message that you opened in the list. So that's the caution that we do caution students, you know, starting out in the beginning. If you're opening the mail, you're reading it, and you're using the delete button down at the bottom, as soon as you hit that delete button, then the next message in that list under that one that you opened is now open on the screen. So if you flip back to the left, you'll hear a different body of an email. The other topic that we didn't talk about was threaded messages, which is, you know, again, another advanced kind of topic. Normally, if you don't in your settings for mail, if you have threaded messages turned off, and you say, well, what is threaded messages? It's this concept that if you don't have it turned on, because some people either really love it or some people dislike it very much. If you turn it off, it means every single message that comes in a chronological date and time order. And they're all individual. If Janie and I and two other people have an email group going, and we call it a message thread, just like with text messages. And I send her an email, she replies to everybody. Somebody else on that email replies to everybody. Somebody else. So now you have four emails back and forth. Well, if you have threading turned on in your inbox, it collapses it and it puts it only as one line item. But that's where you have to listen, because it'll tell you the people who are in the email, and then it'll tell you four threaded messages. Well, if you flick up straight up and down on the action menu and you hear delete and you double tap that, it's deleting all four individual messages as one threaded message group at one time. So that's a quick way to delete, you know, a whole message thread. That's just like text messages. If it's in that list, you know, on your main screen, email works the same way with the threaded messages. And there's multiple ways to read threaded messages using those previous and next buttons, or using your rotor and using messages, and it'll advance to the next one. Another way to do it is when you're in your inbox and it says, you know, Jane, Lori, blah, 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 four messages collapsed. Well, you could double tap and then it'll expand it. And under that header, there'll be those four individual messages, and you can open up each individual one so you have more control again. And let's say there was that back and forth and back and forth, and so maybe there was four of them. but out of there, there was just a thank you in there. There was a this and a that. And you're like, well, that's not really important. I really only need to save the first message and the third message. Well, that's where you can flick up and down. And when you're on message number 2 and 3, 4, you could just delete those individual ones and keep just the two that are important. And you can again collapse the thread back into one line item in your inbox.
Very good. I think we have a raised hand.
Yes, somebody, we do. Joseph Thompson has his hand raised.
Very good.
And I.
Hi. I have a quick question now.
Sure.
I have a couple questions. Have a little trouble with the editing, correcting a message that I compose. I don't know. That's pretty awkward for me to get it right. And the other question is, I have an opportunity to get a newer iPhone, the 12, and I was wondering, you recommend go with the 12 or stay with something like an 8?
Okay. Two separate questions. They're all great. As far as when I was doing editing regular for everyone, even for myself, when you start out, text editing has to be the most frustrating skill to master, but it's a very, very important one. So navigating text, being either able to access the virtual keyboard and feel comfortable typing, or feel comfortable dictating, listening, finding that error, and being able to use the navigational skills. Okay, so first it's navigational skills, using the rotor, because I did go fast, but I used the rotor to go either word. So as I flicked down, I heard each word till I got to the word that I wanted to. And once I got to that word, as you flick down, you have to keep in mind that your cursor, your focus is going to the end of that word. Every time you flick up, it's actually going backwards over that word. So VoiceOver still announces the word. So you're like, well, am I at the beginning or the end? Very important. Once you know where you are, then you can switch to characters and the same concept. You can flick up and down to get to the character and where you want to be. So when I heard the E, I flicked down and I heard the E, I said, okay, that's where I want to delete the E from the keyboard. Because it's going to delete, goes actually backwards. It takes the character to the left and deletes it. And then I could type the A in for Jamie. So that combination of navigational skills and editing skills, it just takes practice. There's some Hadley videos, you know, that would possibly help with navigating, editing text, cut, copy, and paste. And then your second question, you could use the Notes app to practice because it's a blank sheet of paper and just dictate and then go and change words or sentences and, you know, brush up on those editing.
Oh, the note on Notepad. Okay, sure.
The Note app on your phone. That works.
Go ahead. I was just going to say another suggestion would be if you're dictating in something, you don't have to dictate the whole thing. Dictate one line at a time and then listen.
Yes.
If that's not right, you can delete the whole thing if you want. Hey, Janie, and it comes out, hey, Jenny. You can just, you know, get to the end and backspace out of that whole thing, sure. You know, delete the whole thing and start again. Hey, Jane, and just call me Jane and it'll be right. You know, and then new line and do another one and do that momentarily, one line at a time. That's the easiest way to start out. And then eventually you can go to, the, you know, the whole thing. That's another
great spot. Thing, Janie, because I did that too.
Yes.
Dictation also will run out at some point. You know, it's not endless. So you can't just keep dictating for 5 minutes. It'll just cut you off also at a certain point. So you want to dictate based on chunks that make sense to you, that as soon as you finish dictating, it reads it back to you. And right there, you can hear where there may be an error and fix it right at that point before, you know, proceeding on and on for multiple paragraphs. The iPhones, as far as devices, general recommendation always is to just purchase what you can afford. And in technology, you know, it's outdated as soon as you bought it. So you want to buy the best that you can that's going to last the longest for you and make the most sense. The 12 is now last year's model, you know, since the 13s came out on the last week, the pre-orders, and they're shipping, I think, this week. And iOS 15 comes out today. So if you were to buy an 8, the general sense is that it's still an excellent, good device. And if you want a home button, but the SE, you know, is the latest one, has the faster processor and still has a home button and can support more of the newer features. With iOS 15, there is that cutoff of a lot of like live text and other new features that are available. You cannot use those with anything under a 10R, I think, or a 10S.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you.
Okay, we have Sally Yu, who has her hand up, and I will ask her to unmute.
Sorry.
Sally, star six or alt A?
The landscapers were blowing.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, so another choice when you're in the inbox has something to do with your message is archive. And what is that? What are archive messages and why might you choose to do that?
Good question. To be very honest with you, I've never really fully understood that exactly. It comes as a default with Gmail accounts. And it also comes with the iCloud account, but I don't have it with my Optimum account. So I did ask that question of Apple accessibility probably a few years ago. And I didn't really understand clearly the answer. On Gmail, someone indicated to me that it archives the message. So it's not really deleted. You're kind of moving it or deleting it, archiving it, but it's still there. So my apologies. I can't really answer that one. That one's probably a good
question. I can take it, Lori.
Good. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, that's okay. The way I use archive messages is similar to flagging. I do a lot of speaking, as you can tell. And so sometimes I put all of my NFB stuff in archived. So if I'm doing a White Cane report, for instance, or talking about the digital book player, and I have a really good series of notes and things like that, I email myself and then save it in the archived. And then I know all of the things I need for the state convention are right there in that one spot. So that's how I use it, like another folder. I don't know if that's the right way to use it, but that's what I use it for.
So once you make this folder or this archive, you have these things archived, would you just hit that archive button?
Yep.
Okay.
Open up the archive button, just like a regular folder, in, out, sent, and all of that. You just double tap on it and all of the messages will be there that you put in there. Could be maybe it's pictures that are attachments of your grandkids, for instance, and you want to get them quickly. You could put all of that in the archives. Boom, you hit there. And then you say to somebody, I can't find my, you know, that's how you can. I just use it as another alternative folder.
That's where I create new folders.
You can do that too.
So you're actually creating that as a new folder, and then you hit the archive button and it puts it into your newly created.
No, I'm not creating any folder. Archived is there by default in iCloud or whatever folder, you know, whatever you have. And I just, you know, flick to the topics that you want to send it to, and I send it there. I put it right in the archive folder.
Okay, so that choice at the bottom of your screen is the archive folder.
You'll hear it say archived.
Right, okay.
Right, so when you're trying to move it, when you're trying to move a message, one of the choices should say archived, and that's where you would double tap and the message would be moved there.
Yeah, that's an important point that I was trying to say, was that not all mailboxes come with each account. So I know that the archive comes as a default mailbox with iCloud and Gmail. there are other kind of mailboxes too, like Gmail comes by default with like an important box and some other kinds of things that, you know, it won't come with your iCloud. So they have their own kind of default smart mailboxes. And something I neglected to mention earlier, which is really important that we find with students as well, is that when you have like that VIP mailbox, maybe it automatically, you tag somebody, it came in there. Well, don't delete that. If you think that it's still in your inbox, but you deleted it out of the VIP box, it's not individual copies in those two mailboxes. They're linked together because it's really just a virtual filter for mm-hmm. very important people. So we had a student delete, then come back and say, my messages are all gone. You know, I took them out of my inbox, but I thought they were all in my VIP box. I didn't want duplicates. Well, then they were completely gone because they're really one physical mail message. It's just that smart virtual box is like a filter against the physical mail. So you have to be careful when you are choosing to delete things, where you're deleting them from, knowing that they will be physically gone.
Lori, we have two more questions, and one is by Sharon.
We only have four more minutes, so.
Okay, if they each want to take, we have Sharon and Vincent, so if they want to share.
Very good.
Okay.
Sharon, go ahead, and then Vincent, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Star 6 or Alt A? Okay.
Sharon, are you here?
Vincent, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Sure. So just quickly, out of the providers, in your opinion, which is the friendlier outfit? Gmail, iCloud, Optimum, Verizon, or AOL?
That's a really good question. I don't... personal opinion. I don't have an opinion. I just have that I grew with my Optimum account, you know, from 1996. So I'm certainly not going to part ways with it now, you know, because it's out there with everybody and everything. And I got an iCloud account when I got my first phone in 2015 or 16. And I would use it for certain things. Gmail, I think I had to sign up because it was some requirement. Somebody was saying you had to have a Gmail account to use, you know, let's say it was Classroom or something. So I said, okay, I'll sign up. Some people, multiple accounts is something that is normal today because a lot of people will get one account and they'll use that to sign up for Macy's and for all of their retail stuff and just let most of all the junk go there and not have to look at that. And, you know, give out this one email and another one, they keep more, you know, very personal. So I can't really say that there's any advantages, disadvantages to either one. It's you know, also dependent on your location and who your provider is and, you know, other things of that nature.
Very good. And we have one more. She's there. Is our last.
Sharon, are you able to unmute star 6 or Alt A? I sent you a request to unmute.
Okay. All right.
And just that, Janie, that you hope you can make that lesson documentation available.
I will. I'll send it to the group.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
This is Donna from Chicago. All of our libraries have someone who is good at tech. I know they offer classes, but I'm sure they would be happy to do some, you know, a little bit of one-on-one with either a phone or an iPad.
If you Very good.
In, can you hear me?
See what they've got.
That's right. A lot of the libraries around the country are doing that. So that's right. That's another outfit for you. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up right now. We're going
to... I think Sharon is trying to speak. She said, You didn't say her name. Yeah. Sharon, is that you? Okay, never mind.
In any event.
Yes.
Well, if you have a question, you can ask it on tomorrow's chat session at 2 p.m. Anything and everything that you want to talk about at 2 p.m. works. I personally want to thank Lori Falk. She's a dear friend of mine. She's part of our tech division for a long time, and she dedicated her hour to be with you. And I hope it was meaningful for you. Of course, this is still recorded, and we're not going to stop the recording until I stop talking, which you're all saying, stop, stop. In any event, thank you very much, Lori. We appreciate you and all you did today. And hopefully people learned a little bit more about how to use their email correctly and confidently. So I'm going to stop the recording, and I'm going to pass it over to Judy, who can introduce the next session.